you can demonstrate the unfairness of the charter. Mm. I mean, to tell people, as I did when I come back, look, I went into factory, British-owned factory, and you'd have black toolmakers, skilled men, highly skilled men, doing the work at half the price of whites, and better. How can you justify that, you know? And this, that's, and that was so obvious. And the idea that even in bloody car parks, you have whites, non-Asians, non-whites, I don't think that makes any to black people, but to the coloureds, you see. But they had to go in, they had a car at all, a few of them would, but they had to go in a different bloody entrance to the car park. Mm. Leyland's, that was.
Yeah.
Of course, the canteens, the same thing. I mean, the white workers had a different bloody, although the food was prepared by black people. But that sort of thing got on to workers here. I mean, ordinary workers here, you explained that. And they saw the, you know, the common sense of that.
Yeah.
I'm bound to tell you my attitude to apartheid was dominated years, because my brother was a marine engineer, and in the late 20s he went to South Africa, came back telling my father and my two brothers and me about, and I was only a lad then, about how black people couldn't walk on the same pavement as white people. Now this was in the very 20s, the late 20s, you know. That sort of thing, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, it was maintained and even stronger in later
days. Yeah.